Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. The show is brought to you by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in D.C. area. It's EMP180weightloss.com. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop, Johnny Cake Sawville,
yep,
and Eric Bickle. That's the foursome. Got a packed show. NBA legend Ray Allen's going to join us at 8. We'll talk NBA playoffs with him. We can talk about LeBron, who was his teammate. Of course, won a title with LeBron James in Miami. A little bit later in the show, Joe Beninati's going to join us as we talk Caps Pens. He'll join us at 8:40. And remember, giving away Caps Pens tickets, 7:55 and 8:55.
Yep, two opportunities to win them.
And of course, we have our mock draft at 9 o'clock. I believe Valdez is on the clock representing the Cleveland Browns. But right now, we'll talk some NFL draft and talk some Redskins with John Keim, covers the Redskins for ESPN.com. Good morning, John.
Hey, guys. How are you?
So, John, yesterday, I think it was yesterday, maybe it was the day before, thought it was kind of interesting. Doug Williams was basically saying that the Redskins team was pretty damn good, right? That was kind of what he was saying.
Yeah, and he basically was reiterating what he had said at the end of training camp, that he thought they had a really good team, and he still believes that. Listen, you should think you have a good team, but you also need to recognize what more you need to add. And I think when you look at their offseason moves with what they have or haven't done, that I believe, you know, that kind of backs up what he says, because they've gone after some guys, but they haven't done so in a desperate way, I guess, which kind of tells me that what you're hoping on or banking on is, you know, one, the draft, but two, the guys you have there being healthy, staying healthy, excuse me, and then guys like Monte Nicholson developing or Josh Doctson developing. So it's a lot of internal, you know, the hope is coming from internal measures, I guess.
John, are there any free agents that they brought in for interviews that are still unsigned?
Hankins is one, right? Isn't
I guess Hankins, Hankins is one, right?
Hankins is one, yeah.
Is there anybody else?
DRC, you know, Cromartie, but, you know, I don't...
They don't need him now.
No, but that would be the only other one. Yeah, Hankins is the one that if, you know, and I think a lot of teams now at this point, it's like, you know, why would you sign a guy right now? You may as well see if you can get something similar in the draft, and, you know, or see what you need, for after. But, yeah, no, he'd be the one.
John, I'm perusing your Twitter, @John_Keim. Really think the Redskins, like a handful of guys at 13, if one of the two safeties are there, see that as a selection, then defensive line in the second round. So you don't see the Redskins taking a running back in the first two rounds.
Good.
I don't, going into it, I don't think so, but I don't think that the percentage, I don't have like a, I wouldn't put like a 90%, 100% by any means on that statement, because you have to know how the draft is going to fall.
Right.
A couple of years ago, I would have said they're going to take a lineman high in the draft, maybe even two. And the next thing you know, they didn't take one until the fifth round, and they took Josh Doctson in the first round, and I would have said no way have they taken a receiver. So, excuse me, it's all about how it breaks. And I think it's more about what is a desire. They know they want to get better against the run. So that's why you'd say, okay, a lineman in the first two rounds, it makes sense. You know, and I think you have to look at the depth of the running backs class. There is some there. So you could go, if they wanted to add a third round pick, they do have some capital for next year that they could move back into third round if they wanted to. And some may trickle into the fourth if you really want to do that. But, you know, the thing, it's funny because even with the running back, Doug Williams has been pretty hard on that the couple times we've met with him this off season about wanting to add one. I mean, he even brought it up during Alex Smith's press conference, kind of out of the blue a little bit, which tells you how important it was. I know for Jay Gruden it was, but I also, you know, in talking to some people and listening to Doug the other day and seeing what he said, it has to be an upgrade. So if it's not, if they don't feel like it's going to be an upgrade over Samaje Perine and Rob Kelly, obviously Chris Thompson in there, but those two in particular, then you may not go that direction. So, but there are some good backs in this class, and I do think, you know, one of them may slip into the fourth round. So you may end up doing it there. But, yeah, that would be the direction I would anticipate going in. It doesn't mean that's the way it's going to happen because, as we all know, it becomes very unpredictable.
Right. John, I don't want to belabor the point, but when you talked about it earlier, as a fan, I've been very frustrated with the offseason. I guess this is just sort of the Bruce Allen way to hold on to the purse strings, keep things tight. I feel like, and I've made the argument, and it's not fair to the organization because the draft hasn't occurred yet, but still, I think there are teams right now that are better than they were at the end of last year. I don't consider the Redskins one of them. I think that if you looked at our roster up and down, I think, you know, we have some significant question marks. If they pan out, sure, maybe you can make that argument. But I would argue right now, I think we're worse than we were at the end of last year.
Yeah, I mean, at best, they're the same. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of it, and that's what I was saying earlier, too, is a lot of it there is banking on the hope that Jordan Reed stays healthy for at least 12 games, that Monte Nicholson develops to the safety that you think he could be based on the little action that we saw last season,
Jonathan Allen
guys.
Is going to come back.
Yeah,
and be amazing.
Exactly, Jonathan. Because listen, if Jonathan Allen plays all year, you know how different would things have looked. I mean, I don't want to make him into Aaron Donald last year, but he was a very good player, and it was more the trickle-down effect of losing him than Ioannidis, than Mason Foster. So if all those guys come back and stay healthy, I think the defense could be better. And, you know, so I think you can, that's why I said, I think a lot of the hope for improvement comes from internal means, and that's exactly it. I think on paper, it'd be hard to say, yeah, they're a lot better than last year. You can't say that. You're relying on a faith and a hope that it progresses the way you think it will. And I think the hard part too is to know the impact of Alex Smith being a quarterback. Is he's a different quarterback than Kirk Cousins, but they're kind of in that same range. But can he have more of an impact here maybe than Cousins did in some other ways that may help? Who knows? But is that going to result in two more wins, one more win? I don't know. So yeah, I think it'd be hard to say right now that they're better. I think you have to, like, with this team, especially because the way things were talking about injuries and development, you're going to have to get to the end of the preseason to really know, well, okay, this guy's really coming through. This guy's staying healthy. I mean, we don't even know when Jordan Reed will be on the field. So I think it's hard, and he's such a key to their passing game, that it's hard to really know some of those things. So, yeah.
Talking NFL draft with John Keim, covers the Redskins for ESPN.com. He's joining us on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. Just to shift topics momentarily off the draft, a big story, which I don't see that many details about, is the new Redskins wide receiver, Paul Richardson, is in some sort of dispute with the police. Can you fill us in if you know any of the details?
Yeah, and I've been up in Bristol the last few days, so all I know is what and I had gotten a statement from the Virginia State Police, and I saw what he had tweeted, but I don't have a ton more information. Just know that he was pulled over on the toll road with a registration that I guess was a temporary registration and needed to be updated, or it was out of the time period or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then he had said that the officer asked if he was in a gang, so it started to make some, according to him, the officer was certainly making some insinuations. The Virginia State Police said they're aware of the matter. I think they're reviewing some of the video, but they are looking into the situation. That's about where, that's the general, in general, where it stands.
It's unbelievable that kind of thing can happen.
Apparently the cop asked him if he was in a gang and if he was a drug dealer.
Right. It's unbelievable.
Thank you.
All right, let's get...
You're right. That's crazy that it happens.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I want to get John, though, real quick.
He's obviously not a Redskins fan because he didn't recognize Paul Richardson's name.
Well, you know, it's funny because exactly. And it's ridiculous that if that's what happened, obviously it's
absurd.
Not acceptable.
Yeah.
There have been other times throughout the years there are some guys who say that they get off for things because they recognize who they are.
Mm-hmm.
They'll tell them that I'm a Redskins player. Okay, go ahead.
Paul Richardson, physically is the furthest from looking like a gang member.
Well,
just can't make those assumptions. It's just crazy.
Right, and taking his word for it, just take him at his word, and if that's what happened, I mean, it's a pretty diverse area. I mean, I don't understand the assumption to go there right away. What I mean?
No.
In this area, this is just.
Uh-huh. It's just completely absurd. Yeah. I don't even know how to respond to it.
Yeah.
I want to get your expertise, though, on the draft because it is draft day. So, obviously, you're thinking they're going to go defense. I hope they go defense. That's been the area that's really plagued this team. They've had injuries, on the offensive line and with Jordan Reed, et cetera. But the defense really is where we need beefing up. When I look at the guy, I look at everybody's highlight film, and I get swayed. I look at Vita Vea, and I go, wow, I got to have that guy. And then I look at Deron Payne and go, well, you know what? He's pretty damn solid, too. Can you give me the top three or four targets that you wouldn't be surprised if it's one of those guys?
Well, I think those would be two names to watch, certainly, because they do want to beef up against the run. And both those guys are good there. There's some inconsistencies there. The question that a lot of people have is, can they be three-down players? Now, it only matters what the Redskins think, and my understanding is that they think they can be.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked to others who say, Vea can be. No, not Payne. I've talked to others who like Payne a little bit more. Typically, it's been Vea over Payne. And I've heard both ways with these guys as far as which one they favor. I think the other two guys in the mix would have to be if Minkah Fitzpatrick or Derwin James falls, it sounds like they would take one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, there's a chance that one of those guys, somebody's going to fall because four quarterbacks are going to go on that before them. And maybe, there's some who think that maybe a fifth one goes in front of them. If that's the case, then somebody's going to fall to their spot. And I think the linebackers, Roquan Smith and Tremaine Edmonds, they're definitely in the mix. But I think if one of the linemen are there, this is such an evolving fluid situation all the time. I don't know, for example, in our mock draft, my main choices, a lot of those guys were gone. It was Edmonds or Payne. And I went with Edmonds because I think it's the upside, the ability to impact all three downs over Payne.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I even said it's a 50-50 call for them, I think. And, it just depends on, are they intent on getting a run stopper? Well, then you're going to go with Payne because he can impact that right now up front. So I think those would be the guys that they'd be looking at 13, which is my understanding.
All right, so if all those guys are available, give us the pick.
If all those guys are there, I would lean toward Minkah and or Derwin James if all those guys are there.
Okay, all right.
Gotcha.
And I think, the other thing is, like I said, what if somebody ridiculous falls? I mean, and I don't think, it's funny because last year at this time, it was like I started hearing, if Jonathan Allen falls, that would be their dream pick. And okay, how far is he really going to fall? 10, 11?
Right.
You're not thinking 17.
Somebody is going to fall. Somebody will.
Somebody will. And and the name that was thrown to me, and this is just by someone not with the Redskins, but it was like, what if a Bradley Chubb falls? Well, who's seeing that?
No way.
But that's like, if you want to pick out a dream pick, it would be a guy like that. And so is there going to be somebody like Reuben Foster? Nobody saw that last year. Again, same with Allen. And so who's going to be the guy this year that falls to them that may surprise everybody? And I do think, like, the guys, the names I named earlier, those would be the ones that they'd most likely be picking from.
John Keim from ESPN, ESPN.com. Thanks, John. We'll talk
Thank
to you soon.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
The only way Chuck's falling to 13 is if they found out he was running some prostitution ring out of Raleigh.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen.
Then I would take him.
Yeah, then you definitely take him.
All right, coming up next, we want to hear from you. What do you want to see the Redskins do in the NFL draft? You can call us on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Listener Lines at 800-636-1067. Do you want them to trade down? Do you want them to draft defense? Do you want them to go with the running back? Do you have a guy in particular? We'll take your calls next. At 800-636-1067.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, real quick, we need to thank Randy Etzel, who used to be the head coach at the University of Maryland. Now he's the head football coach at UConn.
Mm-hmm. UConn part two
where
for Randy Etzel.
He had been before. Sent us a box of gear.
He did.
I don't even really remember doing it. Did we actually do kind of a shout-out?
You might have been away. It really, Randy's a great guy.
Thanks, Coach Etzel. Thanks for all the gear, man. We appreciate it.
And really, Ryan, director of football ops.
It's really from Ryan, the director of football ops.
That's right.
So, Randy, is oblivious to this. But
I'm a little bit Ryan didn't send an extra pullover, double XL.
I'm sure he sent another shipment. By the way, this is the least bobblehead bobblehead I've ever seen.
And I like the one Bick got, by the way.
Look, we know that Coach Edsel's discipline, we get it. You know, look, no bobble in the head. Very little bobble.
You got to loosen it up.
Well, he's lost a lot of weight.
Look at this. Look at the difference here. Right. Bobbly.
Your head way bigger,
not
too.
Not very bobbly. Bobbly. Not bobbly at all.
You're right.
Am I wrong?
We got to work on that up there.
Yeah. No. Loosen up a little, Coach. Come on.
Do your kids ever ask you why your bobblehead turned out that way?
Do you think I have this on display in my house?
Yeah, but at some point you had to make
it. Yeah, they know the story.
Yeah.
They know the backstory as to why.
Did they ask you why the hair is kind of patchy?
I don't know. They should be asking why I look semi-ripped. I look pretty good in it.
Overall, you're pleased.
That's ripped. For me, yeah.
No, that's
sure.
pretty ripped.
Sure.
For a guy in his... Are you kidding? For
that
a guy in
solid.
His mid-40s? That's pretty
if this
ripped.
Were transferred over to real life?
I'm just seeing the stomach. It just looks like a guy with a gut.
No, he's got good shoulders.
Solid.
Solid.
Yeah, you got some guns. Looks,
solid frame right here.
That looks better than 90% of 5-year-old guys 90, running around.
99.9%.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you, Coach Edsel. Thank you, everybody involved at UConn. The only downside about this is inevitably, I go to Lifetime Fitness, people are going to say, so did you go to ODU?
Right.
Did you go to UConn?
Because
now I'm starting to add these shirts from random universities. No, it's just a free shirt.
Right, it's just a freebie.
I don't know how many times I've said that
free swag.
Before, but now
cool.
I have a new one.
Did
you go to UConn? Did you go to Connecticut? You're a Husky? No, just a free
also
shirt.
Also, want to give a quick shout out to Paisanos. Paisanos in Rockville.
What you want?
They're unbelievable. I got to thank.
That's our slug line.
I got to thank our guy James, who's taking care
he's
of us
cool.
today for a dinner that we're doing. So
oh,
thank
he took
you.
Took care of you.
Yeah, you really. I showed you the receipt, right?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
All right, so we were talking NFL draft
zeros.
With John Keim, and we'd like to hear from Redskins fans. What do you want to see the Redskins do tonight? They have the 13th pick. They could trade down. I think that is what John would like them to do.
If Josh Rosen just slides, character concerns, people are worried about the fact that he's brash and cocky. Say he slides to the 13, Redskins have to move down because somebody will want to move up and get him, I would think.
Right.
You have to move down at that spot.
So you could certainly trade down, 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. They could go what I think the conventional wisdom is and go with the best defensive player available, whether it's a big defensive lineman like Vita Vea.
I would like it to be along a defensive line.
Like a 350-pound monster was the Pac-12 Defensive Player of the Year. They could maybe boost their secondary. They could go with a linebacker like Roquan Smith, or they could go offense and go with that running back that they desperately need.
I still don't think they're going to spend the 13th pick on a running back.
Yeah, I think you could get a nice running back in the second round. Now remember, they don't have a third round selection, so you got to make that first and second round count.
Right. Unless they trade back.
Well, let's say
trade back and get a third round pick, I think that's probably the smartest move.
So you think if Josh Rosen somehow slipped to 13, people are just going to be foaming at the mouth to get him.
I would think.
Offer a nice package.
Maybe. I saw a mock draft last night which had Rosen going 15.
Well,
if
he does slip, then
Arizona,
Redskins have to be on the phone leading up to that, just letting every team know that's in the quarterback market, hey, Rosen's slipping. We have the 13th pick. What are you going to give us for it? They can't wait until it actually happens. You have to do it as the draft is unfolding.
You know what? You touched on something yesterday that not only is the top pick just a complete unknown. I mean, I'm looking at a collection of mock drafts, and you have Josh Allen, even with all those racist tweets from high school, potentially going number one in several mocks. I see Sam Darnold going number one. You have the others then, obviously, the two, three, four. Those are complete unknowns. Everyone assumed weeks ago that Saquon Barkley would just go number two.
Right.
But that's just
they could take
throw that out the window.
They could take Chubb. Or they could take a quarterback.
They could take a quarterback.
I read a good analysis
yesterday. I can't
remember
a draft where there's been this much unknown.
In the top five, yeah.
Yes, beyond just the first pick.
I read a good analysis yesterday that basically says taking Barkley at number two for the Giants would be a terrible value play. And it was just based on the numbers that a running back who gets drafted number two essentially has a salary as the top running backs in the league. Mm-hmm. And maybe they'll turn out to be the top running backs in the league. Whereas when you draft a quarterback like and it works out like Carson Wentz at number two, he's getting paid so little.
He's a value.
That you can bolster that team.
Well, the other part of
it is value is just so much more when you go quarterback that at running back, you're not really getting your money's worth because right off the bat, you're paying him like the top running back in the league.
Well, also, running backs have the shortest careers of anybody in the league.
Do.
You know, even if you have a great career, you might last 7 years. That's like an incredible career.
But look at the running backs that have been selected in the last three drafts. A lot of them that have been taken pretty high have hit, even though they have a shorter lifespan anyway.
Right.
You know, depends on who. If you really like Barkley, you know, if all those guys get together, all their scouts,
who
and all
could
their coaches,
not like him?
Right. If you say we have to have him, I think you look past the money.
And the other thing is, those running backs when they hit, like Zeke in Dallas or Todd Gurley.
Right.
For the Rams, they're big time difference makers,
big time.
And really good teams.
Right, Dalvin Cook, if he doesn't get hurt, you know,
Fournette.
I mean, look at those guys in the last 2-3 years.
Even though the running game is supposedly dead in the league,
you need them.
Those guys have really bolstered their teams.
But
so
you're
let's
right.
Go to the
but
phones.
You're right, Eric. I mean, everything kind of depends on what Cleveland does at one. You know, now they're going to take one of those five guys, one of the quarterbacks or Barkley. We would assume.
Yeah, but I think two is a complete unknown too.
Right, it'll all trickle down.
I assume they'll take a quarterback at one.
By the way, do you think it's a show that supposedly, and this is just reading some of the articles about the Browns, the GM, or whatever his job title is,
John Dorsey,
who's made the pick, they say supposedly he's decided,
that's
but the head coach
show.
Doesn't know who he's picking?
It's weird.
I find that hard
Why
to believe.
Can't, it seems like it shouldn't even be there.
It seems like
so
a weird
I
dynamic.
Know that, you know what? I'm fine with it.
I'm fine with him having the authority to make the pick over the head coach, but the head coach should be consulted. Should be in the loop.
Right. Absolutely. He should be in the loop.
Right. Right.
What is he going to tell him a minute before he drafts him?
No, but right. That's like that whole little mini controversy when we talked about Bruce Allen the night before the Alex Smith deal told Doug Williams, expect something to happen tomorrow
right.
morning.
Well,
and then wouldn't say what it
if
was.
If you think Doug Williams has any power, you're just a knucklehead.
I almost think it's unfair when we goof on Doug. Like
I love
when you
Doug
listen
Williams.
To his press conference and you just kind of like you parse his words and stuff. It's a joke.
By the way, Alex Smith and Sean Feinstein were at Clyde's in Ashburn yesterday.
Oh, really?
Having lunch.
Ah, very nice.
It's a power lunch.
I don't
right
remember
there.
This part of the book.
I think it was about
it's
quarterback.
Exactly. Well, they're buddies.
Yeah, they're buddies now.
Yeah. I don't know. Have you seen the highlights? I didn't watch a lot of these guys. I mean, obviously, you see Alabama play. But, you know, when you kind of break it down, you look at the highlights and stuff. Of the two D-linemen that I'm most intrigued by, Vita Vea and Daron Payne, Alabama, it seems like Vita Vea is a little bit more, is a little flashier. You get that sense?
Although he only
know.
Had 3.5 sacks. He's just bigger.
He's just a run stuffer.
He's bigger, but he just seems, Like, Payne seems to be more sort of in the line, making the solid plays. Vea's kind of all over the field a little more, I see. I don't
Might
know.
Might be a little bit more athletic.
I think I like Vea.
But you really can't go wrong with Bama D lineman.
I know. Plus, you pair that with Allen.
Right.
There's something intriguing about that. All right, let's bang out these calls. 800-636-1067. What would you like to do if it worked out perfectly? What would you like to see the Redskins do there at 13? Let's go to Neil, D.C. Neil, what's up? You're on with the Jux.
Hey. Good morning, Junkies. How y'all doing?
What's up?
Doing great. What's up?
I was saying that I wanted to talk about the Cleveland Browns. The Redskins, what we need to do, first of all, is work on the line. I don't care what quarterback we get. If you can't protect them, you can't make a three-step drop back and throw the ball, you're never going to look like a great quarterback. So that's what we need to work on the line, protecting this man or whoever we have back there. Alex, he good. He can run, but we don't need to be running all the time. The other quarterbacks don't run out the box all day long and they throw for a million yards.
Right.
So the line is what we need to work on. But
do you want to see them take a lineman, offensive lineman at 13?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. I definitely do. But my main function, if you just give me 1 second, is about these Browns. You've always been trying to pick the number of the best quarterback, and you always fail. Most of these quarterbacks are kind of in the same league. Why don't you go ahead and take the number one running back so you know you got him as the best player in the league right now, coming into the league. You'll have that as a running back, but you don't have that great one right now. And then whatever quarterback falls in your lap at 4, ain't neither one way better than the other one. So stop trying to pick the best one and get what falls in your lap.
I get what you're saying, but that's according to you. They may feel like one of the guys is better than the other three.
Right, maybe Dorsey feels like he can get a comparable running back, not as good as Barkley, but a pretty good running back in rounds 2, 3, or 4.
Now, I would agree with you because I think the 4 quarterbacks are pretty much, not with Allen, but the other three are pretty similar. And Barkley is one of those rare, specimens that come in the league once every, 10 years or so. But they may feel differently. They may feel like Darnold or Rosen or Allen is much better than the other guys.
Who is your – I think I know who it is because you've been hyping up Josh Rosen for months. If you had to pick one of the quarterbacks, who'd you pick?
It would come down – I would have to think hard between Rosen and Darnold.
Right.
I wouldn't take Mayfield and I wouldn't take Allen.
JP?
Darnold.
I would put aside Dave Bartu's analysis and I think I would go with Darnold.
Yeah, to me, it's between Darnold
and pro-ready to me.
To me, it's between Darnold and Mayfield,
and he can make plays outside the pocket. Unlike Rosen, is everybody says he's like Matt Ryan, and from what I've seen,
nothing wrong with that.
But
pretty good comparison.
Those off-schedule plays, Darnold can make some of those. Now he's a bonehead. He was on my college fantasy team. He throws picks.
Right.
Well, all young quarterbacks are going to throw picks.
Didn't Deshaun Watson throw a ton of picks his senior year?
Yes.
I don't know if it was a ton, but he threw a bunch.
He threw a bunch, and he looked like a world beater. Or you got hurt. Let's go to Aaron in Suitland. Aaron, what's up? What'd you like to see Skins do?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Yep. Listen, there are probably 4 players that the Redskins cannot afford to let get by them. One is the safety from Florida State, the cornerback from Alabama, Raekwon Smith, and then possibly the tackle from Notre Dame. They cannot afford to let them get by them.
You don't want to hit the defensive line?
Wait a minute. So if they get Vita Vey, so then what type of defense are they going to run? Is he going to be a bona fide nose tackle? Are they going to continue to stay with the 3-4? Are they going to run a 4-3? Because I would love to see Allen and Vita Vey being a defensive tackles, and that would just pretty much cease all the running up the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of my concern with Vita Vey. He is a nose tackle, but I think the Redskins, if we look traditionally over the last 8 or 9 years, from when we were a top 3 or 4 defense running a 4-3 to the last 8 or 9 years when we're the bottom 8 or whatever the case may be,
right.
I think we have to take that in consideration. So to sum it up, those 4 players, we cannot afford to get past us. And if we get Vita Vey, then, what type of defense we're going to run.
Aaron, I have a question for you. We have one eye open on the Caps, or are you all in on the Skins tonight?
Man, I'm watching everything, man. I'm an Orioles fan, and this has really been an emotional time for me and my family. you know, watching the Orioles, the Redskins, the Caps. I mean, not the Redskins, the Wizards, the Caps. And it's really been an emotional time for me. So I'm heavily medicated right now.
Well, you might as well just punt on the Orioles.
Machado's playing well, though, right?
Yeah, he's got a bunch of home runs, but he's going to be traded.
He's the only one.
Yeah. All right, 800-636-1067. You want to keep banging out calls?
Sure.
Yeah, keep banging out calls on who you want to pick there at 13 if you're the Redskins. Listen, are you looking to join the most exciting team in town? Crop Metcalf is looking for the very best residential, commercial, HVAC technicians, plumbers, and support staff to join their award-winning team. Don't miss Crop Metcalf's Career Fair this Saturday, April 28th from 2 to 4 p.m. at Nats Park. For details and learn how you can get free tickets to the game following the event, visit cropmetcalf.com/natscareerfair. That's Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technician and proud partner of the Washington Nationals.
That you listen to the entire show, because I know this is going to be one of those shows where we talked a bunch about the Wizards earlier in the show, and people are probably going to say, why aren't you talking about the Wizards playoff game? We're talking NFL draft now. And then people are going to say, why aren't you talking about Caps pens? Well, we're going to get to that, too. Joe B is going to join us in an hour, and we're giving away Caps pens tickets coming up in right about 10 minutes.
Can we just go around the room?
We haven't even talked about the Nats putting up 15 yesterday.
That was good. We mentioned it.
Yeah,
we did mention it.
Briefly.
Confidence level going into this series. Cakes, you don't have to predict, but you can tell me your confidence level. I will lead it off.
Okay.
And this is strictly a different bit, but it's also just the vibe I'm getting that they escaped that. You guys have disagreed with me in the past. I feel like they're free rolling here. They haven't beaten this team in the playoffs in what? Since 1994, whatever that is, 24 years, however long that is. I have a weird feeling that this might, that they can do this.
So what's your answer to your own question?
Confidence level, I'm like 52, 40. I don't know. I'm like a 6.5. 6.5 on a scale.
I'm at 40% that the Caps win.
Mm. I'm right about a six.
Yeah, you're confident. So he's confident.
Wow, 60%.
That's confidence.
Valdez, what was the question you asked me a couple breaks ago about this series?
Oh, I think all the Caps fans should be betting the Penguins for the series. The emotional hedge.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's a great bet.
And how much is it worth to you?
And
the price is only -120. So
how much is it worth it to you for the Caps to win?
How much would you pay to have the Caps advance to the
Eastern
Conference?
Yeah, would you pay $500?
Let's just ask the biggest Caps fan I know.
Who's that?
You.
I'm staring at
you. Tommy DeLay. I think it's Tommy DeLay.
He doesn't have any money. You have money.
That's true.
How much
money would you put up to have the Caps?
Would you put $1,000? Is it worth $1,000 to you?
$1,000 is a lot of money.
Is it worth it to you?
Hey,
for them to
get
advance
a free
and beat
every month. It's true for my friends.
You just walked out of a casino with $600 yesterday. Yeah. Extra.
I may have.
You'll score the lucky table three times today.
So you're willing to put $500 on the Skins over 6.5 wins?
Still haven't locked that in. 5.5 was the number.
I'm sorry, 5.5 wins. Yeah. But you're not willing to put $300 that the Caps beat or that the Pens beat the Caps?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not the biggest. So you'll be happy either way?
I'm not the biggest emotional hedge guy.
Last time you liked it.
I did like it, but it was for very small stakes. It was very nub stakes.
I don't know. I don't get it.
Why don't you put the $600 you walked away from MGM with?
I don't know.
On the Penguins. You're guaranteeing happiness at the end of the series. You're either going to get $600 or you're going to get a victory.
Why
in the 600
are you wasting your breath? We do this every year.
He did it last series.
I'll chew on it. Yeah, I'll chew on it.
I'm putting $250 on the Pens to win the series.
And what's your confidence level of the Caps win the series?
It's probably less than 50-50. Probably so 4.5.
For some reason, right, I'm weirdly confident.
Okay. Yeah,
but that's still not great. 6.5. That's not a great number.
We are giving away Caps Pens tickets today.
I think they're going to break through.
At 7:55.
Hope you're right.
And 8:55. And we will talk more Caps Pens, but right now we're talking NFL draft. What do you want to see the Redskins do? Let's rip through these phone calls, do a little speed round.
All right, let's go. Let me see here. Let's go to Brian in Suitland. Brian, what's up, buddy? You're on the jumps.
What's up, fellas?
What's up?
Hey, real quick, man. Bama's tripping talking about the best player available. I was with that at first, but I got to thinking, what we need to do, we need to trade down and get that Bama Ronald Jones from USC. Oh, my goodness. The best defense is a fresh defense. And the best way to keep your defense fresh is to keep them off the field. And the only way to get Alex Smith going and throw that rock downfield is to get him a good run game. Ronald Jones is going to be better than Geis, than Sony McHale, Michael, whatever the hell his name is.
Michelle,
the only way we should take a defensive player is if obviously is if Derwin James or Roquan Smith falls to us. I don't want to see Vita Vea, Vitae, whatever the hell his name is.
Vita
Vea. I don't need
no
a Bama that's only. Yeah.
You don't like him?
You don't, you don't think you can get Ronald Jones in the second round?
That's why I say we need to trade down to get Jones. Trade down for a late first and a early second. The late first, get best player available, whatever. But that second round pick, we got to get Jones, man. He's going to strike the band up.
I'm way too immediate gratification oriented. If they trade down, I know that's the sexy, nerdy, analytical thing to do. I always get pissed.
I like
I want to get the best player right
opening
there.
Salvo. Bama's tripping. I like it. Brings me back to my middle
school days. You know how that's the
sexy
thing where everybody thinks the smart thing to do is to always trade down and accumulate picks? And it might be, but it's.
I get it. As a fan, you never want that.
I want the best player that fits our need right there.
If the Skins pick at 13, roughly what time will that be tonight? Has anybody forecast
that?
9:20.
9:20-ish? All right, so Caps drop the puck at 7. That'll be like
right at the end.
Like in the third period. Yeah. Oh, it's going to be a critical time.
By the way, I just made up 9:20.
No, you're probably right.
But that's ish.
Yeah, you just made that up. You don't know.
I didn't do the exact math.
Sounds right.
Will anyone miss a first-round pick?
No.
Will anyone forget to get the card in?
No. Those days are done.
That's not ever going
to
happen.
If that ever happens again, that GM's immediately fired.
Didn't it happen to the Vikings twice?
Yes.
Twice?
I don't know how that happened.
Let's go to Jeff in Arlington. Jeff, what's up? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Jeff.
I was watching Draft Day last night. Great movie, by the way. It got me inspired for this call.
You got size.
Kevin Costner's the GM.
That's a bit right there.
He picked Black Panther number one overall. Look at that guy.
I didn't see the movie. What position was the Black Panther?
He traded three number one picks to go up and pick the quarterback, and then he did all this research, found out the quarterback was a nub, and then he took number 13 linebacker that could have gone at 13 originally, and he took a number one overall. And then he weaseled Seattle to get all his picks back and take the running back at 5. It was genius.
It's a preposterous move.
All right, so what do you want the Redskins to do, Jeff?
I want the Redskins to take a player that's going to help them immediately. We are worst again.
All right, he's not giving specifics. I want a name.
Any of those guys at 13, you can get a player that's going to help you immediately. I mean, come on.
I want a name or at least a position.
He was about to. You'd cut him off. Who's up?
No, he was just talking in general terms.
You want to talk about the movie?
John in D.C. John, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
Morning, fellas. EB, we've talked before, man. I've got to tell you, here's the move. All right, you ready? You go with the big Samoan, the Polynesian guy, Vita Vea. If he gets picked before 13, you trade back with New England, and you get their 23rd and their 31st overall picks. 23rd, you go Deron Payne, the brother from Alabama.
I like him.
And then 30... Yep, big brothers. And then 31, you go Ronald Jones II out of USC, who the previous caller talked about. That guy is like Jamal Charles 2.0.
So is 23 and 31, is that worth the 13 for the Patriots?
It's a very good question. I got the trade value chart right in front of me, Lurch.
Yeah. Run the numbers.
It's a little – okay, so for 13 overall for the Skins, it's 1,150 points.
Right.
And if you add the New England's at 760 for the 23rd and 31 is 600. So to answer your question, it's about 100 plus of a delta between the two. But if New England, the thing is, if Rosen falls, right, and he's there at 13 or someone that New England, for example, really wants as a predecessor, I could see them saying it's worth it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you get the – then you get their 23rd and then their 31 overall pick. And that gets.
We're doing trade value charts here. Come on.
Isn't it very rare, though? Isn't it very rare, though, where New England trades up? Like, that's kind of like the opposite of their
MO. This might be the year, though.
They trade back and accumulate picks.
Didn't I just read they like Lamar Jackson? Is that smoke?
Everything's smoke.
Yeah, I mean, do you really trust anything New England says?
You can't.
Of course, we have our mock draft coming up at 9 o'clock. Valdez is on the clock.
Officially on the clock.
He's representing the Browns. Jason, who are you repping?
Broncos.
Kate.
Me and Elway getting together.
Silver and black.
EB.
I got the big sillies.
Picking the Redskins. I've got the Buccaneers with the 7th pick. So the mock draft is coming up at 9. Also, Chris Russell will join us at 9:40 to give us a little more insight into the Redskins. We have Ray Allen, NBA legend, joining us next. But right now, we're going to hook up the listeners, the 10th caller at 800-636-1067, with a pair of tickets to see the Caps Game 1, Round 2 of the Stanley Cup Playoffs at Capital One Arena. Tickets are on sale now through the Capital One Arena box office. You can win your way in at 106.7 The Fan. Get more details at thefandc.com/contest. I botched it. It's the 8th caller.
Yes,
right. At 800-636-1067. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.